The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I had to have a little therapy session this morning in the studio because I couldn't quite figure out why this story is just hitting me in all the wrong buttons. And Kristen and I and Cassie and I were talking about this earlier. But for some reason, I am just kind of incapable of being unbiased at this point. I don't know why I'm going so hard for the Justin Baldoni camp in this Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni lawsuit, complaint, other lawsuit, this entire mess. I just really feel passionate about Justin Baldoni's side.
But what's the evidence that's piling up for you right now to like, you're like, okay, he's in right here.
So Rebecca and I actually had a very passionate discussion about this yesterday because we're on different sides. She is very much in Blake Lively's camp, and I really feel for some reason so strongly about Justin Baldoni, and I have every reason to not be. Like, I am a big proponent of like believing women and believing what they say, and also like Blake Lively is, you know, in Taylor Swift's camp, and I'm a big Taylor Swift fan, and so of course, like, you know, I have some allegiance there. But I think for me what's been difficult is that, like, for a lot of the things that came up in Justin Baldoni's lawsuit, I feel like I've been able to see them with my own eyes, and Blake's complaint really relies on context and fully believing what somebody says happened. Whereas if somebody is then refuting those claims, it does just plant doubt in your mind. And I think also to the extent of her saying that her public image was all due to Justin Baldoni does feel like an insult to my intelligence as somebody who watched all the interviews and came to her own conclusion about Blake Lively after watching them, that it does just feel like it is an attempt to save a reputation that she created.
Because there's a lack of accountability there. Like, yes, maybe there was something going on with the smear campaign, but you also have to take ownership of how you interacted and how you acted throughout the publicity portion of this movie.
Yeah. Because, I mean, she's saying, well, they told me to market it that way. But then in Justin's lawsuit, he's saying, well, I was withheld from those meetings. I wasn't even allowed to have a say in the marketing, so don't blame it on me. So I think the more that I learn, the more that I see how much context is changing the things that she's saying. And believe me, like, I'm not saying that those things did not happen to her. I'm just saying that with the two sides that I've seen, I just have so much more doubt on her side. And I feel like a bad woman saying that. I really do.
And I are in the same boat.
But Kristen and I were talking about why we have these strong feelings. And I think it's because of what you brought up.
Because I like to get to the why, right? Of why do we feel like we have more allegiance towards Justin Baldoni than Blake Lively? Because as you were saying, we're like, listen, this is not affecting my life in any way, shape, or form. So why do I care so much? Why am I invested so much? X, Y, Z. And I asked Abby, I go, do you think maybe like subconsciously, because of how you and I were treated by mean girls in elementary, middle, and high school, the popular girls, i.e. the Blake Lively girls, and that, you know, they would say things that were untrue about us to make us look bad to other people, that maybe we have a bias towards her because of the way those type of women treated us when we were younger.
And I was like, I think you are spot on, because I had something, I mean, from a very, very minute scale, like happened to me in high school, basically a smear campaign against me in high school. Mm-hmm. And I think people, when people say believe all women, there's typically a power dynamic at play where the woman is typically the underdog or doesn't have the upper hand in the situation. And it's completely flipped in this scenario where I feel like Justin Baldoni is I can't really call him a victim because, again, we need to see this play out in court. But, like, he doesn't have as much power in this scenario.
No, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds definitely hold the power in this particular dynamic for sure. And I think, too, like, as you see everything roll out, for me, it's like you have the evidence, but then finding out, like, the text messages were doctored. And I'm like, that just negates everything you said. Like, how am I supposed to believe you when we come to find out that you doctored the text messages to push your narrative?
And a lot of people are like, well, it's just an emoji. This is so dumb that you're going to now like flip sides because of an emoji. But I'm like, to me, it shows an a deliberate attempt to skew the narrative. Mm-hmm. And again, not to make, again, I tend to make everything about Taylor Swift, but like this exact same thing happened to Taylor Swift with the Kanye phone call. Like, yes, yeah. She was on the phone with Kanye, and but they edited it. They doctored that phone call. And Blake Lively is one of Taylor Swift's best friends. And to see that attempt from her legal team, mm-hmm. I'm like, you're literally like Kanye Westing him.
And I feel like you and I are on the same page too. It's like, we don't have like unblinding blinding allegiance to Justin. I think like I think his camp did things wrong. I think her camp did things wrong. And I think when you look at it overall, I just feel myself swaying more towards believing what he is saying in his lawsuit. I feel like hers is more of a grab just to salvage her her character.
Yeah. And so anyway, I feel like a bad lady. We didn't have any time to get to what I actually wanted to talk about. So on the next Entertainment Buzz, I'm going to tell you what Justin Baldoni's attorney says he is going to bring when he finally sues Blake Lively directly. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.